And now, The Goodness of Matt Kaiser, narrated by Johnny Heller.
People are always saying, nothing's worse than when a kid goes bad. Well, let me tell you, going good isn't all that great either. Tell you what I mean. Back in sixth grade, there was a bunch of us who liked nothing better than doing bad stuff. I don't know why. We just liked doing it. And the baddest of the bad was Matt Kaiser. Matt was a tall, thin kid with long, light blonde hair that reached his shoulders. He was 12 years old, like I was. His eyes were pale blue, and his skin was a vanilla cream that never, no matter the season, seemed to darken, except with dirt. What with the way he looked, so pale and all, plus the fact that he was into wearing extra-large blank white T-shirts that reached his knees, we called him Spirit. Now, there are two important things you need to know about Matt Kaiser. The first was that as far as he was concerned, there was nothing good about him at all. Nothing. The second thing was that his father was a minister. Our gang, I'm Marley, and then there was Chuck, Todd, and Nick, loved the fact that Matt was so bad and his father a minister. You know, we were always daring him to do bad things. Hey, minister's kid, we'd taunt. Dare you to? And we'd challenge him to do something, you know, really gross. Thing is, we could always count on Matt, who wanted to show he wasn't good, to take a dare. For instance, say there was some dead animal out on the road. We'd all run to Matt and say, dare you to pick it up. Matt would look at it, up close and personal, or more than likely poke it with a stick, then pick it up and fling it at one of us. Disgusting stories? Someone would tell one and then say, dare you to tell it to Mary Beth Pataki, the class slug. And Matt would tell it to her, better than anyone else, too. TV and movies? The more blood and gore there was, the more Matt ate it up, if you know what I mean. MTV, cop shows.